or complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard, and Brick is more than an Italian specialty market. It's also a bakery and pasta shop, meat department, deli, caterer, and pizzeria all rolled into one. Mulberry Street, your neighborhood Italian street plaza. Special thanks to Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tommy Parlapaniti, sent up a little buffet for us, some burgers and bottles of water. Greatly appreciate it. We're at halftime. Hopefully the teams will be heading out here soon. I see the cheerleaders lined up, so that's always a good sign that the players are heading down to the field. Really, not a lot of games. A lot of people wondering, well, I don't understand why the schedule this weekend. Well, of course, Yom Kippur began at sunset today, so many of the teams in the Shura Conference needed to play their games on Thursday. As a matter of fact, I think 13 or 14 of the 21 scheduled games were scheduled for yesterday. Several, as Matt alluded to earlier, were postponed, some to Saturday, some to as late as Sunday. Only three games tonight. This one, Point Pleasant Beach was rolling all over Cardinal McCarrick. And Manasquan, is that a final? 13-3 was the final there. Manasquan beat Long Branch 13-3. A little surprised by that one, to be honest with you. And also, I think I picked Long Branch in that game. And Point Borough was trailing Monmouth Regional when we last heard. Several games tomorrow, I guess the biggest of those on the schedule will be Brick and Brick Memorial. That game actually was going to be our season opening broadcast. That was our scheduled game, but it got moved from Friday night to Saturday afternoon by the school administration, which knocked us out of the box. Among tomorrow's other games, Lacey will take on Pinelands, and then there's actually a couple of games on Sunday, including the Manalapan Jackson game was postponed from last night, rescheduled for Sunday. Manchester and Ocean play Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Now, Kev, Manalapan and Jackson postponed their game
Till
October 11th.
That's right. They originally postponed it. The original announcement last night was Sunday, and then it just turned out, and what is really rarely happens, both teams had a bye the second weekend of October, so they put it in there. So that's when that game will be played. College football tomorrow, the Shore Sports Network on our sister stations 1160 and 1310 AM. We'll be at Kessler Field in West Long Branch for the Monmouth University home opener. The Hawks take on the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff. Matt and Eddie Acapinti begin the broadcast at 1250 again on 1160 and 1310 and at ShoreSportsNetwork.com as Monmouth looks for its first W of the season on what has been a brutal early schedule with losses at Montana State and at Liberty and another formidable foe in Lehigh tomorrow, ranked number 19 in the nation. Matt is back in the booth after a timeout. Still waiting, Ed, for Matt and Ed, for the players to come back on the field.
This should be a exciting game tomorrow in West Long Branch. Only four home games this year, so if you're among those who say, I'll see him in October, there's not much to really get to this year because of the season playing as an independent this year. Monmouth kind of rearranging some scheduling things, and they will play four home games this year, being tomorrow, and then October 5th, October 19th, and November 23rd,
the final
week of the season.
Yeah, you'll see a real change in seasons. Feel like tomorrow actually going to be a little cooler tomorrow. Should be a beautiful day tomorrow. Hopefully the students will come out. Also want to mention, coming up at the following this game, as we do for every game, we will have our Cleese Ocean Trophies Player of the Game, brought to you by the good folks at Cleese Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights, along with Ocean Trophies, the official trophy supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Our recipient tonight and every week will receive a beautiful bronze plaque from Ocean Trophies and a $25 gift certificate from Cleese. Drove by there today. Actually, quite a few people over there today to check out the fire for all the wrong reasons, obviously. There were a lot of people over there. And
all okay in that end of town, right?
Yeah, well, they actually are right. They are on a street that if you walk straight up to the boardwalk was Walla. But being on the boulevard, they were okay. And, you know, Matt, well, while you were getting something to drink at halftime, checked out and saw a story online that they are ruling that fire suspicious.
That's exactly what you don't actually want to hear.
Yeah, they are. When I say they, I shouldn't say that. News outlets reported the fire is being considered suspicious by officials. officials citing a number of factors, including the timing. 2:30 in the afternoon, you know, on a beautiful day in which...
End of the summer.
And in addition, the start of the Firefighters Convention in Wildwood. So, you know what? We won't... There's no reason to jump to any conclusions. Let that process play itself out. What's been on fire tonight has been the Toms River South offense, which has been very, very impressive. The Central coaches are back on the field.
Players at the gate right now. Central players, at least. I don't see the Indians yet. Central ready to run on the field.
That was amazing to sit yesterday and watch all of the news coverage that took place. The video footage of just seeing the boardwalk kind of go from one block to the next, and then at one point actually almost circle back around and take down the Funtown Pier building, which wasn't on fire. And then they said, well, a fire starting in the Funtown Pier building, but everyone had already set up shop basically to the north to stop it from rolling forward. That building went down. It couldn't have been more than 10 minutes that it just kind of...
Right on TV while you were watching.
Just basically disintegrated in front of your eyes.
Hey, Ed, let me ask you a question. I'm a little surprised why Messler is still here.
Well, I do believe now this is unofficial, but I think the staff wanted to have him checked out right away, and he refused to go because he wanted to stay with his teammates on the sideline. I think in an injury like that, I don't think a couple of hours would make a difference.
You're probably right. They're getting ice on it anyway, which is the most important thing early, right?
You know, they took the ice off and wrapped it, and now I noticed that they put the ice back on.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, you know, maybe half hour, hour ice, and then take it off. I don't know if you want me to maybe try and get a word out of
it.
That's why I didn't really go over.
Central players, the South players were out on the field first. The Central players are out now, and we'll be ready for the second half kickoff. Now, Central did win the coin toss deferred, so they will receive to start this third quarter.
And we saw early fireworks in this game, 26 total points. It was 14-12 after the end of the first quarter, and then it was the Indians really taking over. Three consecutive touchdowns in the second, coming in the last 6:28. A couple of long ones in there as well, so Central will have to get themselves back on the offensive attack and have to do it pretty early in this third quarter, as early as this opening possession. We'll step out here and take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll have the opening kickoff of quarter number three, half number two. You're listening to Friday Night Football and the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network and 105.7 The Hawk.